I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 3 short months, COVID-19 turned the entire world upside down. Now, all eyes are on India as infections rise in the world's second most populated nation. Keeping the virus contained with 1.3 billion people and a failed healthcare system is unlikely, but efforts are underway. Todd Van Eck of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the pandemic has a silver lining.
The opportunity for the gospel has radically increased during this time. We really think this could be the most critical and catalytic time in terms of the kingdom of God. Persecution has radically decreased because people are so consumed with the coronavirus. People are more receptive to hearing about Christ. God is still at work and creating great opportunities to share the name of Jesus Christ with others.
And believers across the Arab world are ready to step up and lead their churches. The Program for Theological Education by Extension is expanding their online course offerings to ensure that these leaders have access to the education they need to help their churches thrive. Director of e-learning Rick Weymouth explains that even though their programs just received a renewal on their accreditation, the team's already preparing for the future.
In order to gain accreditation for our online programs in the future, we have to engage in an intentional partnership with the churches of each of our students. And if we have 10 students, that means 10 partnerships with 10 churches. If we have 50 students, 50 partnerships.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.